Welcome, everybody. Shir number 1369. We'll learn today. Lila Nishmas Moshe Doif by Rabbi Aaron Zissel. Lila Nishmas Blima Masra Moshe and Lirafur Shleim Rafol Yeshua Ben Zion Ben Zissel Necha. Getting back to our Malacha, a Machatech, measured cutting. Okay, I just want to go through the Sefer Lamed Tes Malachas a little bit. We went through a little bit of the introduction in the Mishnah Berurah, not the whole thing. And we spoke a little bit about some of the ins and outs. But I want to start to get into it now, the Malacha Machatech, cutting items down to size. And like we always do, B'li Neder, we try and start Bezras Hashem with the Sefer Lamed Tes Malachas as to where this Malacha was in the Mishkan and how it actually came about. Okay, so it's pretty simple. We had the Mishkans, you had the skins, right? You had the hides and so on, and they had to be used in various different ways for the coverings, curtains, and so on. And we could understand it all had to be cut down to specific sizes. Things weren't just cut up haphazardly, right? Things had to be cut down. It had to be a specific size, specific shape, or whatever the case is, specific measurement. How it was supposed to be to cover the Mishkan. So that size, so therefore cutting it down to a specific size, the hides and so on, is the Malacha of Machatech. So just to read again from the Sefer Lamed Tes Malachas on page 935 in the introduction, the finished hides and furs, he says, must be cut to pre-measured sizes and shapes before they can be used for any purpose, which we could understand. Obviously, you can't just throw anything up there. It has to be, they were told to do it a certain way, certain size, and that so on. In the Mishkan, he goes on further. He says, in the Mishkan, it was similarly necessary to cut the skins to measured sizes in order to sew them properly into large coverings. Right? Again, the same thing. If it doesn't fit right, it's not going to work. Right? So cutting the hides in this manner is the Malacha of Machatech, the actual sizes that they were cut, not the size of the hides, but the fact that it had to be cut down to a specific size, therefore it became the Malacha of Machatech, cutting something down to a specific size, not just cutting. We know cutting we spoke about in the past, right? We spoke about that's Kareya, tearing, cutting, for constructive purposes, whatever, that's a separate thing. Over here, it's the issue is the size. Tearing something, we'll see possibly breaking something or whatever the case might be, but to a specific size is where we have the Malacha of Machatech. Now, like we spoke about in the last couple of Shiurim, you could have they sort of like crisscross Machatech, cutting something down to size, and Kareya tearing, obviously we understand, because you have to be able to tear something or break something in either case to be able to get it down to a specific size. You can't just get something to a size without tearing it, right? Let's say you have hides. It has to be cut or torn to get it down to the size. So obviously they crisscross, but the measurement part, the part that it's a specific size with the kavana, which we'll see with a kavana of a intention of that specific size, that is the Malacha of Machatech, measured cutting. And then the word measured cutting in general, that's how the Sefer Lamed Tes Malachas translates the Malacha of Machatech. In general, we try and sometimes a malacha could have a malacha, the translation could be translated, a malacha, the word itself could be translated in various different ways, but we try and stick to one translation just to make it a little bit easier so we have an understanding what it's all about. So he goes further to say that the Sefer Lamed Tes Malachas, the Malacha of Machatech applies to almost any kind of material. In other words, it doesn't have to be a soft, pliable material. It doesn't have to be hides. It could be paper. It could be anything. It could be a box, whatever the case is. And we'll see how that works. Now, when it comes to food, that's a separate thing. We're not going to get into food. It does cutting food down to size apply? In general, it does not. The Malacha Machatech does not apply, but we'll talk about that separately. That is the one thing, one of the few things whereby the Malacha Machatech would not apply. But again, we're going to see the ins and outs as to what that's all about. So, but he brings down, in general, the Malacha Machatech, cutting something down to size, the material itself does not matter what type of material. Therefore, cutting an object to a specific size is Machatech, no matter what type of object in general. Okay, so just he jumps right into a... And so it's pretty simple what was done in the Mishkan. Obviously, they needed a specific size. Now, he jumps right into an example. So we have an understanding just to start off. He says like this, as Sefer Lamed Tes Melachos, sharpening a pencil. Somebody sharpens a pencil, right? We're not talking about a machine sharpener. They take a regular pencil sharpener and you sharpen a pencil on Shabbos to a desired sharpness that would be machatech. That could also be other malachas, also tikkun mana, whatever the case is, fixing it. But we're not going to get into that. But as far as the a person has a specific size, a specific desired amount that they want the pencil to be, so that would be one of the malachas anyways, by sharpening a pencil that one would be over, is machatech. So sharpening a pencil to a desired sharpness would be machatech, the measured cutting. Of course, the writing would be a totally separate thing. Kosev, okay, that's a separate thing. And also, he mentions it could be also makah bepatish or tikimana. Okay, fine. If the pencil was new, depending if it was new, if the point broke, whatever the case is. Okay, but that's a interesting case. Now, brings another interesting example which could come up, cutting a drinking straw. A person has a drinking straw, right, and it's too long. They wanted a specific size. They have a smaller cup to put it into. So I have a drinking straw that's like, I don't know, 10 inches, so I only need 8 inches, right? Otherwise, it won't fit into my cup. I'm just giving you an example. So cutting a drinking straw or a toothpick, breaking a toothpick to make it shorter, and you want a specific size, so that will be, again, the melacha of merchatech. That could also be kareya, tearing for a constructive purpose. But over here, since you want a specific size, the kavana of the size, so tearing the straw or cutting the straw, whatever, to a specific size would fall under the melacha of mechatech. Brings another example, cutting or chiseling a cork stopper. Somebody has a cork stopper that goes in a bottle and it doesn't fit, right? It doesn't fit. So to make it narrow enough to fit into the neck of the bottle, that would also be a question of mechatech, he brings down. Another interesting case he brings down, which also a sheet of paper. Somebody wants to cut a sheet of paper into a measured size. I need a certain size paper to whatever I'm going to do with it. So small size sheets would also be mechatech, right? I have large pieces of paper and I want to just cut it down or tear it down to a certain size, and I need this, my intention is a specific size. So then again, that would all be part of mechatech. And again, you know, I do want to mention that these, many of these cases that we just mentioned, again, they crisscross with other malachas also. Makah bepatish, final blow, tikkun mana, fixing something, tearing, kareya, almanas l'sakin, tearing something for a constructive purpose. So you have various different malachas, like we said in the beginning, that do cross over with mechatech. So even if you'll take away the mechatech part, you'll say, well, I won't have an intention for a specific size, but still these, many of these cases do cross over other malachas, whereby it would definitely not be allowed. But just to get an understanding of what mechatech, the cutting, the measured cutting malacha, is about, we're trying to see different various different examples. Thank you for listening. Atzlach and Baruch Kol Tov.